formal ascension to the British throne. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. At a ceremony at St. James Palace in London, King Charles III has officially been proclaimed Britain's new monarch. Yesterday, he addressed the nation following the death of his mother.
Queen Elizabeth was a life well lived, a promise with destiny kept, and she is mourned most deeply in her passing.
Britain is in the midst of 10 days of mourning, and makeshift memorials are growing near Buckingham Palace and beyond.
Bells rang from grand cathedrals to small chapels in honor of the Queen, who reigned for some 70 years. Then various sets of cannons blasted away 96 times for the rich 96 years of the Queen's life. The House of Commons, usually the scene of raucous politics, struck a note of solemn memorial and fond remembrance.
Fox's Greg Palcott, President Biden plans to attend the Queen's funeral. The Justice Department and lawyers for former President Trump have presented a list of candidates to fill the role of special master. The person chosen will review documents seized from Mr. Trump's home. The DOJ doesn't want the special master to have access to classified materials, but the former president's legal team does. There was no sign of partisan politics in Ohio yesterday, where President Biden took part in a groundbreaking ceremony at a computer chip facility.
There is nothing, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, there is nothing, not a single thing beyond our capacity as a nation if we do it together as the United States of America.
Both Democrats and Republicans have hailed the Intel plant as a way to lessen U.S. reliance on China and create good jobs in the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News.
A mother of two who was kidnapped and murdered while jogging in Memphis will be laid to rest today. Eliza Fletcher was seen on surveillance video struggling with a man who forced her into an SUV. Cleotha Henderson was charged after Fletcher's body was found near a vacant home. He's also facing charges in connection with another unrelated kidnapping. A Tennessee man accused of carrying out a deadly shooting spree in Memphis and live streaming the rampage was in court on Friday and remains behind bars.
Police in Memphis say it was 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly on those live streams Wednesday, driving around the entire metro area shooting four people to death.
There are other charges because obviously there are a number of different incidents involved, and those charges may be forthcoming, so stay tuned.
Prosecutor Steve Mulroy, Kelly will be held without bond. He'll be back in court next week. Kelly is a previously convicted felon released from prison early. Eben Brown, Fox News.
An insanity defense is no longer being pursued by a Wisconsin man accused of killing six people and injuring dozens of others after driving his SUV through a Christmas parade last year. Daryl Brooks faces nearly 80 charges. He's scheduled to go on trial next month in Waukesha. More than 10,000 migrants have been bussed out of Texas since the beginning of Operation Lone Star. Nearly 8,000 have been sent to Washington, D.C., and more than 2,200 have ended up in New York City. Buses are now being sent to Chicago as well.
People can say open borders, but when it happens in their own backyard, they don't like it. We get thousands of individuals that are coming in.
Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar speaking to Fox's Neil Cavuto. Both the mayors of Washington and New York have requested federal assistance to cope with the influx of migrants. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.